What it do, squad. Sorry for last week. I know my dedicated fans knew I didn't do a pod yet last week, but I was going to, but I just didn't. So today, if you like it or not, you know I'm a big Marvel head, so on episode 104, we're doing another Marvel movie. Since, you know, the new Wolverine and Deadpool Wolverine or whatever you want to call it is coming out, I'm doing a pod on the first appearance, a key movie, the first appearance of Deadpool, X-Men Origins Wolverine, directed by Gavin Hood. And we'll look at Gavin Hood. He has done a bunch of movies I've never heard of, so I guess we won't really go over that. It is what it is. Directed, yeah, Ender's Game, never heard of it. But looking at his movie history, I don't know any of it. Okay, so let's just go to the bio. Witness the origin. After seeking to live a normal life, Logan set out to avenge the death of his girlfriend by undergoing the Mutant Weapon X program and becoming Wolverine. So, sheesh, y'all. This movie has just stupid people in it. We got Will.i.am as a teleporter. We got Cyclops. We got Ronald Reynolds. We got a bunch of heads in this movie. But I do have to say, X-Men is such a time-traveling thing. It does get a little confusing. For real. There's always different... With Wolverine, it's always different origins of how he has his, you know, how he got the claws, you know what I mean? The actual, like, those, you know, metal claws. I don't even know how to say that word, but long story short, last year, 2023, there was a two-part thing, or a four-part, five-part Wolverine versus Predator, and it gave him, you know, a different take on the claws metal of Wolverine. But just right off the jump, I did like this movie, you know what I mean? I didn't really give it a too crazy high rating on my letterbox. I'm just gonna jump in. I said I gave it 3.5 stars. Just because it's I don't know why. It just, there's a lot of people in it. The CGI isn't the greatest, but the beginning part is pretty lit. It's just how, like, I don't know, it's just lit. Oopsie, that was crazy. Did I just break that? No, I didn't. And so, yeah, it is what it is, man. It's like, I didn't really like how they did Deadpool. Gambit's story, the little, kind of thrown in there just to have Gambit in there. And even Cyclops, like, dude, Cyclops, if this happened in your childhood, how come you don't remember Wolverine in X-Men, you know what I mean? Stuff like that, it kind of, like, a little confusing. But, let's just see the whole budget for this movie. And of course, I'm not prepared. The X-Men Origin Wolverine budget had, oh my god, $150 million, but it grossed $179 million in the States domestically. Altogether worldwide, $373 million. So it made its money. So he got a check on that one. You already know. So, like, after this movie, it's like, it's just the whole X-Men universe, not X-Men universe, but the whole Marvel universe has evolved, and it's just something people are saying is going downhill, but I think it's going up. People gotta realize it takes mini stories to get to a big story, so just keep that in mind. Let's just, now we gotta check the Rotten Tomatoes on this. There's a quick little pod, you know, nothing crazy right now, I'm just doing a little pod. I'll do a little bonus thing after, but you'll see. Ooh, god, jeez, 38% by critics, 58% by audience. I send my rating already, 3.5 stars. I enjoy this thing, man. And like I said, Deadpool's and Wolverine's coming up. Yeah, so you guys have a good one. This is a quick pod, just because I didn't do one last week. I was, I wouldn't say I was busy, but I was just like, I had plans to do something, but it just didn't happen. All right. Okay, bye. Also, really quick, now this is going off topic. If anybody has any, this is for my comic book collectors out there. How do you store your comics? Right now, I have a whole bunch of short box. I'm trying to find a cheap cabinet so I can store these puppies in. But I'm just saying, how do people store their comics? Because it's hard, it's hard to open up these these short box because I have them all stacked. If you have any ideas, let me know. Let's keep it real. And I owe you guys another pod this week. I'm going to do one tomorrow. And I might do it on Aquaman. Some more of these superhero movies coming up. But it is what it is. Thanks for listening.